The musical version of a hit movie is coming to Theater Lab Dayton this month. The full Monty will be performed April 18th and 19th at the Dayton Convention Center. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus and with Philip Drennan and Joshua Stuckey. Philip, you're the director of this production of The Full Monty, a movie I've seen a couple of times, but I've never seen the stage version. What are the similarities or the differences?
It's more similar than different, for sure. So the type of comedy, the characters are the same. The aspect of going the full Monty is the same in the musical. The only big difference is the movie is British and the musical is American. It's set in Buffalo, so it definitely has that American steelworker feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the movie, the British characters are very working class as well. So it does kind of, it works in translation, basically.
It does. And I think that, for American audiences to be able to kind of see themselves in that, not that they wouldn't necessarily in the British version, but it just feels like it hits so close to home in this version.
And Josh, what is your part in this show?
Well, actually, keeping up my tradition here in Dayton, I'm playing one of the females in the show who's the actual piano player. So when the boys are getting together to try to start this little group, they don't really have anybody who's been a professional. Well, the character I play kind of had a professional piano existence. So she kind of comes in and helps, glue them together, so to speak.
So you play the piano. What kind of orchestration or instrumentation is there? Is it just piano or are there other musicians involved?
No, we have a full orchestra. Okay. The music in this show is very jazzy. It was written in the early 2000s, but it is set in the late 80s, early 90s. And it has a real straight up jazz feel to it. So we've got saxophones, trumpets, piano, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then it also takes kind of a funky turn. Mm-hmm. There's some real funky songs in there.
Give me a little about the history of Theater Lab Dayton.
We've been around for about 10 years. It was launched as Dare to Defy Productions. Mm-hmm. And then during COVID, everything kind of shut down, obviously. And we took a second to regroup and rebrand and came up with Theater Lab because we wanted to really illustrate that we try to push boundaries a little bit. We love the Oklahomas and the carousels of the world. That's not necessarily what we do. We do typically more contemporary works, new works, things that make you think as you're leaving the theater. So that's kind of where we came up with that. So, and that's about when I came on board as executive director and formed a little team. And we're just in Dayton. We're kind of for Dayton, by Dayton. Everybody that works for us is local, and we try to keep it that way. So
you are billed as a professional theater company, as opposed to community theater.
Yeah, I mean, kind of feels like semantics sometimes, because we definitely have a community theater feel to us in the sense that, like I said, all of our artists are local. But we do pay all of our artists, and we make that our mission and our priority to make sure that every artist that works on our staff, whether it's our lighting designer, our actors, our directors, everybody does get at least a little something for their time, Mm-hmm.
Which is really good. Also, one thing I think you need to point out about Theater Lab being professional, for these younger people like at the colleges and things of that nature, it looks so good on a resume to have the professional theater aspect. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a step above kind of other community theaters in the area when it comes to what goes beside your name when you perform for Theater Lab. It's great.
I think we try to also mimic our processes after the regional theaters across the country, anything from our break schedule to the type of teams that we have. A lot of us that are on the creative side have worked elsewhere, worked professionally, and brought back with us a lot of that knowledge. Mm-hmm. So we try to have our room feel as sort of professional as possible.
This is one of those shows that's total joy. It's just fun. Even the moments that are heartfelt and sad kind of have a way of turning it around into something happy. So we need that right now. So I think that's important.
Yeah, I agree. Musical theater can be escapism. And I think that this show, The Full Monty, is just such a great example of forgetting about your troubles for a few hours, listening to some great music, watching some amazing talent, and just laughing. The show is so funny. And I think we all could use a good laugh right now. And it really showcases these great men. But also, one thing that people forget are the great female roles in this show.
Gosh.
Aside from Josh's role, Jeanette, which is great. Yeah. But we've got some really strong ladies in the cast as well. And they get some really great spotlight moments to sing and act. And a lot of the comedic relief, I think, comes from the women as well.
And also, we are performing at the Convention Center in their theater, which has been revamped. So that's kind of good for us and them as well. The new publicity for the Convention Center.
Yeah, I haven't been in the Convention Center in a while, and what they've done is really beautiful. It looks so nice in there. And I know they're really excited to maybe get some people back in that have been there before, but get a lot of new blood in as well. As I'm telling people we're in there, I think the first response, they have a theater in there? I think people will be really surprised. They have a really beautiful proscenium theater in there that we're really excited to use.
Philip Drennan and Joshua Stuckey from Theater Lab Dayton. Their production of The Full Monty is coming up April 18th and 19th at the Dayton Convention Center. Get more details at theaterlabdayton.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.